Russia is also a key player when it comes to Iran's controversial nuclear program. The Russians have worked with Iran for years on the development of the Bushehr nuclear power plant. Well, today Iran announced that it's stepping up operations at Bushehr. The power plant's launch has been delayed for years as the U.S. and other nations grew suspicious of Iran's nuclear power program. David Albright is president of the Institute for Science and International Security in Washington. He says Bushehr remains a controversial project.
It involves a German reactor that was sold to Iran in the 70s. Germany dropped out. Russia stepped in. And part of the controversial part is that Iran spent $1 billion buying equipment from Germany, and they wanted to reuse that equipment. And so they've imposed on the Russians a requirement that old German equipment that dates back to the 70s and 80s will be used in this Russian-designed nuclear reactor that's been fitted into the old German buildings. And that creates problems. Equipment only lasts for a certain length of time, even if it's idle. And some of that equipment's already broken. A water pump broke. And it's raised concerns that maybe 5-10 years from now, more of this equipment will be breaking. And that brings up another issue. Is Iran ready to regulate and run a nuclear power plant? And it has some old-fashioned regulatory structures. It has not signed on to the international conventions that surround nuclear power. And so there's worry that its regulatory environment is not robust enough to police the operation of this reactor and make sure that all the procedures are properly followed.
Yeah, but the Russians also have a role in this.
Well, they do for a while. And there's something called a guaranteed period of assistance that lasts 1 year from start of commercial operation. And so it should be either starting today or soon. Russia will continue to have its people run the plant. It'll be teaching the Iranians, and it'll be responsible for any repairs. And I think during the time the Russians are around, probably we don't have much to worry about. It's, in my mind, it's once they leave and Iran takes over this because of this odd design of combining a German and Russian reactor.
Right now, this plant is pumping out electricity at about a 40% capacity to provide electrical power to Iranians. They say that they're entitled to do that. There has been at least concern, though, that that could be at one point converted into some kind of nuclear weaponry. Is that still a concern?
Much less so. I mean, Iran spent $2 billion on this plant to generate electricity. It'd have to be a pretty major national emergency that would lead it to decide to use it to make plutonium for nuclear weapons or divert low-enriched uranium to nuclear weapons. I mean, that's not a simple step. I mean, they'd have to further enrich it. And its indigenous national uranium enrichment program is probably a decade or more from being able to produce enough low-enriched uranium every year to fuel the Bushehr reactor. In terms of commercial operations, it has a very dinky enrichment program that doesn't even operate very well. And so to think they could use that enrichment program to fuel Bushehr is just not credible for at least a decade. And so if Iran misuses the Bushehr reactor, it's going to stop operation. And it's a $2 billion investment, and I think Iran is unlikely to want to do that.
All right. David Albright is a former inspector of the Iraqi Nuclear Weapons Program. He's now president of the Institute for Science and International Security in Washington. Nice to talk to you.
Thank you very much.